join me as I take a little bit of Cole Sports the podcast visually. Cole Sports presents On the Daily. Come and get a good look, a visual look at how the energy, the intelligence, the humor, and even the frivolity of Cole Sports looks before your very eyes. Cole Sports presents On the Daily, weekdays on YouTube. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, jogging, canoeing, fishing, and all other sorts of pursuits. Cole Sports! I am your man. That's right, that man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you have entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. Now, I'm foregoing headlines for the moment, but I'm not foregoing other things, such as the candidates for Dolt of the Week. This is an interesting one. Dolt of the Week, sponsored by nobody, but I'm still going to give it to you straight with no chaser. Now, the candidates, they're rather easy to pick and choose, and I think they're limited in nature, such as contestant number one, Kevin Durant, for leaving Oklahoma high and dry. Now, that's sad, because I actually saw on the internet a person doing a crying Jordan meme on the whole state of Oklahoma after Durant signed with the Warriors. Whoever created that, you all should be ashamed of yourselves. Although the one who did the Jordan crying meme on the Curry 2s, yeah, you made them shoes look awesome with that. But I'm sorry, that's besides the point. Contestant number two. The Golden State Warriors. Well, it's simple. They had a squad that was only one game away from going back-to-back in championships, and they won 73 games, they tanked, and they go after one of the top five players in the NBA as if they don't have any talent on their squad, or as if talent was leaving the squad. Some were, but the biggest pieces weren't. But see, that's for the fans. They really aren't Dolts of the Week. But I know someone who is. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's winner of Dolt of the Week is former Rocket, former Lakers head coach, former Knicks head coach, former Heat head coach, and current president of the Miami Heat, Patrick Riley. Now, why is he earning this award? Well, this guy talks about family. He talks about commitment. He talks about unity. And he talks about taking care of your brother. All of that sounds really good. But we found out this week with Dwayne Wade now signing with the Chicago Bulls that the talk of all of that, let me see if I can find the right words to describe this. That type of talk, the words are escaping me. I'm really having a hard time thinking of, oh yeah, I know what it is. It's total crap! Look, Riley, you try to sell that piece of garbage to your players, and they see how you take care of them when you have your main guy sacrifice again and again and again and again to allow other players to get their cheddar, only to basically say to the best player on the team that has been on the squad for more than a decade, well, it's only business. Look, let's get something straight. Now, I am one of the harshest critics toward the LA Lakers because the Lakers right now can't get it right. I'll get to them later. But the one thing they did get right, the one thing they actually did get right, was they signed Kobe Bryant to the largest contract in the NBA for the 2 years previous. The organization said, we'll take care of you, Kobe. And what did the organization do? They took care of him. What a novel concept. You have someone who has been on your squad for more than a decade, and you actually have the gumption to take care of them when they actually do these things for you. They stick around. They listen to your garbage. They buy your drivel, and they all of a sudden, they get rewarded for it. But with Wade, you gave him, how can I put it? You gave him faulty deal, faulty promise after faulty promise after faulty promise after faulty promise. Then when it was time to collect, you basically showed Wade he ain't family. He's nothing more than just a number and a jersey and a player. And since he's 34 years old and he's been having a little injury problems for the last few years, he is expendable. Your 2003 draft pick, the guy who has scored the most points in Heat history, the guy who has brought the most glory to the Heat in its history, the guy that when you think of the Heat, you think of Wade first. You don't take care of him. That's a problem. Come on, Riley. Now, you know better than that. And you know better than that because you had Kareem on your team the last 10 years you coached his career. Did you want to ship him off when he was getting toward the twilight of his career? Or did you salivate and you beg to Dr. Buss, Can I have Hakeem or Robinson or Ewing? Can we have that and get rid of the old geezer that is the best score or that is the most prolific scorer of all time? Did you do that, Riley? Because if so, that would make sense compared to what you did with Wade. You talk this family stuff. And now we see what you do to family. If they could do something for you, they're family. But if they can't do jack for you, they ain't nothing but trash. Sad. And you know what's sadder? I'll throw a little bonus dolt of the week. Heat fan, you clowns getting on Facebook and getting Facebook Live jiggy, putting that piece of drivel on the internet and on Periscope, burning this man's jersey. What type of crap are you on? I get if you were burning LeBron's jersey. I get that. Here's this guy that said, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, and he only plays 4 years. I get why you burned his jersey. But why are you burning Wade's? It's not that he hated Miami. It's not he said, okay, well, I'm done here. The man was cheated out of the commitment that he put toward the team. He was cheated out of the commitment. And then you insult the dude by lowballing him. He said, you know what? I can deal with a 2-year, $50 million deal. But what does Riley do? He's like, we really can't afford that. How about 2 for $40? Get out of here. Man, that is your franchise player. That's the guy that the Miami Heat. When you think of that team, you think of him first. They glossed that area, Wade County. They glossed the whole area, Wade County. But you louses are thinking he's expendable. He's too expensive. That he needs to have his jersey burned because he's ungrateful. He's selfish. He's entitled. He's none of that. He was spurned. He was disrespected. He was discarded. And I don't blame him. He should get his money. The guy has been in the league 13 years. He deserves to get broken off. And if you're not going to break him off, he could find some other place who would. And he actually found two. And I actually said to my VIPs and to other sports fans, I said, look, Wade's just finding the type of deals that make him go back to Miami and say, look, these other teams, this is how much they're offering. You better come up with that cash and give me some. But I said, if there was two teams that were lobbying for his services, he's as good as gone. I said it would be Cleveland because he'll reunite with his boy LeBron, and it'll be Chicago because of his hometown. He chose the latter, and I'm happy for him. As for you, Riley, you better go back to the drawing board because your motivation of you all being off one and one for all and family, it's whack. You ain't family. You're just like every other GM president that is in charge of a company. Do for me as well as you can if you are well. But if you are expendable, you are nothing but trash heap and scrap heap. Get out. And that is what Mickey Arison should say to you, but he's not. But you will be saying, you'll be hearing that from me. Get out, Pat Riley. Your days of actually being in basketball are over. Enjoy the trophy, because it's going to be the last one you earn for your career. When I come back, I'm going to put probably the richest subject I've ever done so thus far upon further review. Come on back, why don't you? Cole Sports. Sports on another level can be seen and heard on the social media platforms. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, rate, review to your heart's content. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports, the five-star show that is sports for the intelligent sportsman. Are you looking for the quintessential tool to tap within the champion within you? What if I were to tell you I actually have that tool for you? I do have that tool, and I can direct you right to it. Cole Sports presents 10 Scriptures That Can Change Your Life, the Sports Edition. Come along with this journey as you get to see one athlete after another model different aspects of what a champion does and what a champion is. And ultimately, you'll find out what a champion really is from his eyes. Cole Sports presents 10 Scriptures That Can Change Your Life, the Sports Edition, available on paperback and on Kindle at Amazon.com and ColeSports.com. Cole Sports! Available on social media outlets everywhere and ColeSports with a Z.com. Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Joe Montana? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these that I've just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free right now on coldsports.com. I said for free. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history on coldsports.com. So what are you waiting for? Go get it! Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Cole Sports has a store. That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Cold Sports Shopping Center is at coldsports.com, and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Cold Sports store right now. Episode, we're going to deal with a really heavy-hearted subject that is on my mind, in my heart, in my soul, and in my spirit. I'm going to give you fair warning. For those who aren't sports, those who are sports fans, you may not like it. And for those who aren't, I know you will. But that's for the episode in the future. But for the episode that is in the present, I'm going to put this subject upon further review. These ball players are just simply getting their cheddar. Oh my gosh. I believe it used to be that we wanted to be rappers or entertainers, because if you did it well enough, you was going to get broken off with a lot of paper. Not anymore, because as of this week, it pays to be a basketball player. Now, I could say it pays to be an elite player. Oh, no. No. You could be middle of the road and get the money. Take, for instance, Timothy Mozgov. Now, if he saw any time on the floor, it probably would count as maybe just a little bit more than how many minutes any of us have logged on an NBA court. In other words, he saw very little time on the court. But he now is a Laker, and he gets paid for 4 years, $64 million. If you do the math, everybody, that's $16 million a year. Then you have Dwight Howard. Yes, I'm putting him middle of the road. Some of you say he's an elite player. He ain't no mo. Here's this clown who is basically drawing money for playing maybe half a season for the last 3 years. He goes home to the A, and he now is drawing a paycheck of 3 years worth $70 million. Somebody in the A is smoking a little too much reefer. But the deal that basically ends all deals, Mike Conley. Well, he re-signed with the Grizzlies. 5 years, $153 million. $153 million. $153 million. Now, if you do the math, that's a little over $30 million a year. Now, to put this in perspective, the highest seasonal average salary a basketball player has ever earned was Michael Jordan in the 1998 season with $33 million. So that gives you a barometer. And we all know Conley ain't no Jordan. So I was thinking, you know, all these NBA players, they're just getting broken off a whole ton of cheddar. And speaking of which, if you want to lobby yourself to be an NBA player, I have a shirt that's in the Kohl's Sports store. You'll love it. You'll love it. It's the NBA application shirt. It's green and white letters that basically will appeal to any scout that's on the lookout for anybody who wants to play on an NBA roster. Because you all are worth eight figures a year too, right? I know I am. But I digress. The NBA owners are going to look at this, and we're going to have a repeat of 1999 very soon. And what do I mean? I mean, these owners are going to look at these contracts and the money they shell out in salary. And they're going to say, wait a minute. This pie is a little disproportionate. We got to earn our share. We got to get our cheddar. We got to get our money. It's time for us to collect. And collect we shall, and collect we shall right now. There are players who have been on teams for a good while, and they can earn as little as $200 million if they sign five-year contracts. But since we see Conley commanding $150 million for five, I can easily see someone like a LeBron James getting a five-year contract worth $300 million. And you probably laugh at that statement that I just said. But mark my words. Mark my words. LeBron will not sign a long-term deal unless it is worth probably that amount, maybe even more. The NBA is about to rear another A-Rod type of scenario. They're going to pay an Alex Rodriguez-ish player a whole ton of money for a long period of time. That's coming, because the way the salary cap is working and the deal that they struck last year with ESPN / ABC and TNT, that's a lot of money. And the players are going to really benefit from it. The owners are going to hate it because that means they're probably going to earn less, or at least get less. And there's a reason why many of these guys are owners. They have one eye on the product, and they have the other eye on the budget. And sooner or later, they will turn a little bit further away from the action, and they're going to turn right back toward the budget. And they're going to say to their CFOs and other accountants and many other members of their organization, we're going to have to trim the fat, because we can't pay marginal players $15, $16, $17 million a year. We can't do it, because we will be absolutely bankrupt if we did. So, message to the NBA baller: enjoy the fruits, enjoy your money. I hope you absolutely go buck wild with your cheddar. Spread some of that Skrilla in this direction. Please. I implore you. come around here and spread that Skrilla in this direction. But don't think it's going to last for too much longer, because your owners, they're not liking the fact that they got to shell out 8 figures of that amount a year to a player that is not a LeBron James, a Russell Westbrook, a Stephon Curry, a Kevin Durant in quality. They're going to rebel against the system because they don't want to pay a Mike Conley, another Mike Conley, 5 years, $150 million. They're going to say it's too much. That's ridiculous. And my fan base is saying a guy like that doesn't deserve that type of money. That's what they're going to say. And you know where it's going to go. It's going to trickle down to the fan, and the price is going to raise up, and it's going to price. Well, the average fan is already priced out a lot in many of these sporting events. It's going to price the average fan further out. And the only way that most people are going to enjoy the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and National Hockey League is if we watch it on the internet or on the TV screen. That's what's going to happen. So you heard it from me first. Cole Sports says you're going to see a lockout probably in 2018, and you're going to see those ticket prices go way up. That's not a good formula. Players will ball, but that's all who's going to actually be happy about these wonderful high salaries. If you happen to like this podcast or anyone preceding this episode, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. That's Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. Or to my Canadian friends, it's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Stitch, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram. All Cole Sports. You can definitely find me. Like, rate, review, share, subscribe, and follow to your heart's content. Especially subscribe on iTunes. Raise the profile of this show, because the more subscriptions, rates, and reviews I get on that show, the more eyeballs see it and the more earlobes that hear it. I thank you for all the comments that you've given me. I thank you for all the encouragement you've given me. I thank you for all the critiques you've given me. I appreciate them. And the show is getting better because you all are intently listening to all of the content. And speaking of content, more so than the subscriptions, the rates, the reviews, the shares, the follows, the likes, more than all those things, I want you to do this one simple thing. Above all, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson. And this is... Cole Sports! Cole Sports, a Comey Media production, in association with the SD WV Network.